Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow. Tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back as well. All right, ladies, gents, grab your coffee, tea, drink, wine, whatever it is, and grab a seat, and let's get into it. Let's get into it. No migraine today, so we are super excited about that. Praise God. Today, I wanted to talk, if you will, picture this, Sicily, 1920. Y'all know I used to love Golden Girls. Betty White was amazing. So think about this. You're going through life, juggling the demands of work, loved ones, your personal ambitions, striving not to burden others, you're constantly nodding yes and taking on more tasks and more tasks, making promises and challenges. And amidst the chaos, stress creeps in. Your energy levels plummet. Sound familiar? A lot of us have felt that way before, right? Safe to say. I could be one of those one in five people who feel like sometimes we can't balance life and work because it's overwhelming. So, but for me today, I want to talk about mental health. Mental health is so real. It's so important. It's one of the main things that we need in this world to survive, and it's crucial in steering through life's challenges. So today, you know, I want to talk about some ways that we can foster that mental health, that well-being, and setting boundaries and controlling the level of stress in our lives. And so we want to kind of debunk the myths about it, explore the significance of boundaries, and provide practical insights on setting them in various aspects of our lives. And, you know, I always tell you, the only people who get upset with boundaries are the ones that affect. So you just have to learn to, okay, it's going to affect you, but I need, for my mental, for my health, for my well-being, I got to set them, because if I don't, you certainly won't. So what are boundaries? Boundaries are like the rules and regs we outline with our limitations. We set clear distinction between, okay, my needs, my emotions, personal space, and then those of others. Think of them as an invisible guidepost, like a fence. That'll help you understand what behavior is okay and what's not, okay? You can't cross this line. They give us that framework for confidently reacting to various situations and managing relationships. Why do we need to set them? There's a lot of reasons. One, we need to preserve this health, this mental health of ours. So it's like putting on the armor of God, right? You know, like Ephesians, putting on that full armor that we'll be able to stand. So a boundary is like putting on that mental health armor. You know, it shields us. It shields the body in the face of external threats. It acts as a protective layer for that well-being. And it helps us shield you from stress, depression, burnout, allowing you to face life challenges. Guess what, y'all? With resilience. We can face it with resilience. It also promotes self-respect. That's a direct reflection of your self-worth. If I set boundaries, that becomes a self-reflection of me, showing what I value in relationships and interactions. And as we intentionally set these boundaries, y'all, and maintain them, we communicate a message to both ourselves and those around us that highlights the values of respecting our needs in our personal space. So we want to be treated the same with dignity, with that. And, you know, sometimes some of us are like me, I consider myself the black sheep of the family. And that's just it. There are a lot of us that are. And then there are a lot of us in that regard that we take care of everything, everybody. You know, it's the weight you know, it's like weight that falls on you. And a reason, you know, most of my podcasts, even God led and bred out of those things, is sometimes in the chaos of what I deal with on a day to day. And, you know, these last couple of weeks have been hell a little bit with family, you know, dealing with certain situations and things like that, and setting boundaries. And in mine, my boundary is going to be so, you know, hey, that's a release. And for me, the boundary that I set that I had to cut, you know, some things you got to cut and clip away from you. But I'm willing to lose it and risk it all for my mental health, because there are times that people show you. Maya Angelou said, when somebody show you who they are, believe them. And when people don't respect you outside of the fact of what you can do for them, hey, it is what it is. And so for me, hell, I don't work my whole life to take care of grown people and then not be respected outside of the fact of what I can do for you. I think I'll say that, and that'll leave that right there. Let me park the car right there. But setting boundaries also balance our priorities. It establishes that's a tool for our effective time and energy management. I don't need that negative energy. I got to manage my time well, my task, my commitments. You gotta picture boundaries as a compass that guide us through our day-to-day life and daily responsibilities. And when we clearly specify what is essential to us, these limits become a tool for filtering and focusing my steps and your steps. Boundaries also encourage effective communication that prevent a misunderstanding and conflicts by setting the expectations and helping other people understand those needs and limits. Ultimately, they're going to have to cultivate a culture of respect and understanding within that relationship and community in which you coexist. Otherwise, I'm going to have to take you out the community. There are some things, again, that can't go with us. There are some things we create in our own sense that when God moves things from us, we try to take it with us. There are some places people can't go. You got to learn. That's a boundary you got to learn and know and recognize and ask God to help lead you even in that. Of course, that's a whole different subject. But even in setting that, again, the community in which you coexist with that person. So how do we set those boundaries if we at work? You got to be upfront with these people about their workload, about your deadlines. Keep everybody in the loop about what you can handle. And we got to learn to say no. When you got to be honest with yourself first and then about your limitations. Sometimes people want something so bad. We want that promotion. We want this and we want that. We want everybody to think we superwoman, superman. We can do it all. And then on the midst and the cusp of that, you breaking. You know, then you come home with that bull crap. You come home and then you tearing up home. Home is the haven. That's that place. He didn't deserve that. He don't deserve that stress. Now you can't be a wife to your husband because you got stress on the outside that you have unmistakably taken on so you could prove your self-worth and your self-value. Your life is not measured by what you do. Your life is measured by God, who God calls you to be, what God says you are. You too busy trying to please the world to look like something on the outside, and they don't like you no way. They'll never like you. Don't get it twisted. You can never do enough for people except drive yourself into an early grave. Oh, but he coming for me. I ain't helping him up out of here. Y'all done heard me. You got to come for me, except me being caught in the cloud. Some of y'all going, I'm going in the cloud. But that's just what it is. So you have to be able to tackle what's important first. Like, you got to have a game plan, y'all, for your day to help you stay on track and avoid drowning in unnecessary stuff. You got to get some task lists. You got to get a planner. You got to get a book. You got to get some things that, you know, help you filter this stuff out and deal with that. You know, if you're in school, your academic and your personal life, you got to keep that from turning into a juggling act. You got to make that study schedule. You got to set those goals that you can reach. You got to put a timeline on that thing. But then you got to come up out these shows. You got to come up out of happy hour. You got to come up out of all this other stuff. You girl, I don't have time. No, you make time. No, you X out the things that's not important. Those are distractions. You got to carve out that time. It's called discipline. Oh, Lord, and with your family, you got to be straightforward about that. What you need and expect. you got to set that routine and personal time and have that open conversation about those boundaries. And that contributes to creating a supportive family environment. Be clear, y'all, and on your preferences, your choices, and needs. That's why I say vet it. You have to vet these things at the get-go so that you don't have this hell in the middle because he cute or she cute and it's this or that. No, that cute won't save your mind. That cute won't help their mental. That cute, she cute, but she crazy. He fine, but he's a narcissist and he bipolar. You think a boundary gonna help those people? And then how you start a thing is how you finish. You want 20 years to set boundaries and he didn't got accustomed to you. But you about to explode and overload 5 years, 2 years. No, I'm gonna need to see you at the beginning before I say I do. Ain't nobody that stop being so desperate to have a husband. My husband. Y'all know how it changed from Bob to my husband. Girl, that's my husband. Y'all in love with the idea of calling somebody your husband while you drowning and running crazy. So, y'all, we need that a long time. You know, even in relationships, you got to keep those channels open. You know, by discussing that, I need to know what your expectations are of me without any hidden agendas. I need you to know what my expectations are with you. I need to be able to get to know that man so that I'll know what his bad days look like. I'll know what that rough day look like. I know how he feel when he come in instead of you nagging like that. You know, the Bible says better to be on on the corner of a roof in a house than to be in a house with a nagging and a brawling woman. They go all the way out in the field and sit up there with us because we can't shut our mouths. Your day is important too, but sometimes that man got it. Let that man de-stress. Let him come home. His home. Home is your castle. You know, he can't deal with it out there and you, and vice versa. But again, that's the tone that you set with the people that you met. And you got to know that. And so that if he loves you like Christ loves the church, you'll be able to deal with that on that level because he'll have an understanding of what's going on with you. And vice versa, you'll have an understanding. You get what I'm saying? So you'll be able to understand him. And that's the important part of relationships. That's the important part of getting to know and loving each other and caring for one another in that sense. So, you know, and that's why I say you got to have healthy emotional boundaries. It's essential, y'all, to build these healthy relationships. That can be challenging, especially when you don't want to hurt people. And sometimes we do, we don't want to seem selfish, but it's possible. You know, you got to create them to protect you. The question remains, how do we do this and when do we do it and where do we start? You know, but you want to do it in a way that prevents the anger, prevents the resentment, you know, and things like that. But I also got to do it in the mindset, like I said, of my well-being. You go around here and you look at people, y'all, in this mental. You look at society and you look at what people are juggling. People got gunfire going off in their head. You don't know what a person thinking from the next moment to this one. You know, people cut you off in traffic. You know, instead of giving them the bird, flipping them off, pray for them because you don't know what they're going through, what they just got, what message they just heard. The husband may have said, I don't love you anymore. You don't know what people are going through. So our mental is very important. You know, our mental is very important, but those boundaries create that mutual respect in all relationships, be it work, home, family, mate, you know, whatever. You got to be able to do that. And, you know, there's a physical boundary. How close they should come by setting limits and privacy. You need emotional boundaries, you know, that keeps that control and, you know, and help with your emotions in that mental, you know, relational boundaries, time boundaries. Each one means something. You got to be able to communicate those things and those needs to you. When you feel like you're running out of time, when you feel like your day is spent, when you feel like, man, it's not enough time in the day for me to do what I need. Are you doing too much? Because sometimes we busy and ain't doing nothing. You busy, but you ain't productive at all. I'm busy on Facebook. I'm busy on Instagram. I'm busy on TikTok. What that do for you? And then when you get the workload and when stuff come at you, are you the one that's causing these mental health crises to be in your head? So then when it's time to do the real work, you have shirked your duties for so long by staying on that social media. Now you got to play catch up. Now you sent your own self crazy. you know, boundaries with children. You know, again, you got to be able to, this lady, Christina Enzel, she's a growth therapist, and she had 7 steps for creating boundaries, and the acronym was Dear Man, and the D stood for describe, and the E stood for express how you feel. The A stands for assert your boundary. R stands for reinforce your boundary. And S is stay mindful, which is, the M is stay mindful, which is mindful. A is appear confident. And the N is negotiate. So you think of it like, dear man, we're going to describe these things. We're going to express how we feel and why we're doing it. Assert that boundary. Also reinforce it to let them know, hey, this is serious. This is not a game. You know, and stay mindful of your boundaries and appear confident when you do it. So when you set that, you're setting boundaries for yourself, not for others, right? So you're setting these boundaries for you to be able to deal with, you know, kind of like laws in slavery. You know, unfortunately, laws weren't created for Black people. It was created for the other people to know how to treat Black people. It was created for people to understand how that they're humans too. So you remember, you're creating those boundaries for yourself to understand, this is me and this is what that, you know, this is for self. And I need to be able to communicate that need, because I need to be able to handle that mental. I got to be able to handle that stress. I got to be able to handle what's coming at me in life. And so just remember that. And even with, you know, my mental health, and things like that, I have to do this to have the best end result in my life, and it'll be well worth it. Again, like I said, dealing with family, sometimes family can be paramount, and can be the most critical and the most hurtful, those that are closest to you, who doesn't respect the boundaries at all. But I also know there's a difference in helping and enabling. There are sometimes when your family or anybody, those close to you, you're just as loose as a goose with things in your life, and then they want you to be Captain Savior. You work hard your life, but they want you to pick up the pieces, pick up the slack, and then get mad when you don't. Who does that? Where they do that at? Right here. And then they want to talk about you. They want to get mad at you. I'll say that for another day. And I can tell you, let me just give some people some help right now. This is a sign that you need to set boundaries. Some signs that you need to set boundaries. Number one, you feel resentful of people asking too much of you, and it seems to happen often. Two, you find yourself saying yes to things you'd rather not do. You just avoid it to upsetting and disappointing others. Three, you find yourself feeling resentful because you are doing more for others than you are doing for yourself. Four, you tend to keep most people at arm's length because you are afraid of letting people get too close and overwhelming you. Five, you find yourself feeling that most of what you do is for others, and they may not even appreciate it that much. And they don't. Trust the plus. Because when you run out and stop, they run out. If you ever want to know how somebody feel about you and things like that, in your worst times. See, when you're doing good, they always in your face. When you're doing good, there's no reason to show that. I can love those that love me. It's easy to love those that love you. It's hard to love people that don't love you back. It's hard when you don't have the things and now I got to inconvenience you. When the shoe is on the other foot, that's when you get to tell the tale. What they say, give a man a little bit of money and then it'll show who he really is. Give a man a little bit of power and then you'll really see him for what he is. So the stress you feel from disappointing others is greater than the stress of doing things that inconvenience or drain you in an effort to please. And do you notice what all those statements said? Them. What you don't want to do for them, what you feel for them. See, that's what I call that people-pleasing mantra. You have that people-pleasing attitude and mindset. And that's when you know you're not where you're supposed to do because where you're supposed to be because you're too busy worried about what the other people. I got to do this for them. I got to do that for them. But at the same time, you come home, you too drained and stressed from all the stuff that you've done for others, you don't even have time to do anything for yourself because you're going to fall slap out. So you have to ask yourself, y'all, you got to ask yourself those questions. Would you feel comfortable posing the same request to somebody else? Would you feel comfortable asking the things of somebody else that they ask of you? If people would be upset with you if you said no, do you truly feel that they are coming from a respectable, reasonable place? Is this the precedent you want to set? And if not, where would a reasonable place be to draw the line? Because once you set it, you got to know you've just trained them to be just like that at all times because they know they can count on you when the chips are down and you just freed their life to do and be whatever they want to be while you sitting here sweating bullets, upset. How would you feel? What is it going to cost you? What's the benefits and the cost to that? Tangible and intangible. You got to look at that. Is it worth the effort to say yes to? Is my mental worth it? Because I always tell people, if I fall, who's going to pick me up? The Bible says two better than one because it gives a better return. But if I'm by myself and I fall because you done drove me into the ground, y'all got me? Hell, you don't, because I've been lifting you up. You had a lady say, I'm going to belift you. We're going to sabotage. So how you going to lift me if I'm doing the lifting? So you got to know how you're feeling, y'all. Then you got to decide if you do want to keep going in this way or do you need to set some boundaries? You know, do I need to set some boundaries? Do I need to shut some things down? You know, what's fair for me? What's fair here? You know, imagine all of that. Change those things. Change the status quo. And sometimes you got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to go all the way regardless of what it takes, regardless of what happened, you know, regardless of what it does to this relationship. Because if they love you, if you got that agape kind of love, my love does not come with things. You know, that's that love with, it comes with conditions. You do, i.e. this for me, and I don't, you know, I still love you. If you do this for me, I'm going to still hang around you. But once I stop, you stop. I'm going to need you to go on anyway. See, a lot of times we get it confused. Know what love really is and know when somebody can show you real love and stop trying to people please. You are so much worth more than that you think. You are more amazing than you think. You are fearfully and you're wonderfully made. You're a beautiful creature inside and out. You don't need those people around. You don't need that validation. All you need is that word from the Lord to tell you who you are and you're His and you're made in His image. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. And you sometimes we don't have that boldness. Lord, give me the strength. Lord, help me to set those boundaries that I need. Lord, help me. Lord, and help them to be receptive. Lord, help them to be able to accept that. Lord, you know, give me that if it does fail, if they do walk away, Lord, just give me the strength to be able to deal with that and help see me through it. But also to be able to have discernment and wisdom to recognize those that are for you and not for you. Those that, again, they come with something. I don't want you nowhere if you come with that. So when you deal with the consequences of that, y'all, there's some things that just come with it, you know, but stay calm. Don't let your emotions run high. Stay composed. Focus on the issue at hand. Practice self-care, y'all. Practice loving. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your success. Even if you did a small boundary, if you did one little thing, celebrate it and elevate it and keep pushing and keep pushing. Don't you stop. Because again, I've had two induced migraines in the last couple of weeks because of tomfoolery. And y'all know I'm not like that. But it's always the family that can get you most, especially when they're closest to you. But then at some point, when I was in real estate school, Dr. Leroy Clemens, he used to put his hand in the center right there where that the groove is where you're being and go, you got to clip them wings. He called it Ajabaja. You got to clip the wings and let them go. Sometimes you got to clip wings. It's like the eagle to stir the nest. Sometimes, you know, those little chicks are there. They so long. But when that eagle ready, they turn the prickles upside down and start sticking them to make them fly. You got to stir the nest. Sometimes you got to get that nest stirred up to get them out of your life. Sometimes you got to stir up your own nest to know your value. Sometimes you got to get away. It's like Calgon taking me away. Sometimes you got to run away from these things and run to Jesus. Not run, because wherever you are, you go with you. Wherever you run to, don't forget you take you with you and stuff. So, and that's the mindset. Lord, change my mind. Lord, you know, help me to be able to be, you know, who you call me to be, you know, and search some scriptures for that. Search those scriptures to be able to be an overcomer for setting boundaries. Set, you know, you got to search those things out that'll help you along your journey. You got to search those things out, you know, for that, so that you can be okay in those decisions that you make. And so that way you'll be able to, you know, Proverbs 4:23 talks about guarding your heart above all else. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And that emphasizes the importance of setting boundaries and protecting your heart, which encompasses what? Your emotions, your thoughts, and your desires. It serves as that foundational principle, y'all, for establishing emotional and spiritual boundaries. 1 Corinthians 6:12 talks about freedom and permissibility. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. So it addresses that balance between freedom and self-restraint, highlighting the importance of considering the impact of one's actions and avoid being controlled by anything. So that helps you understand that. Let me get Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. So that encourages selfless service within the context of freedom, emphasizing the need to set boundaries on self-indulgence instead of prioritizing serving others with humility and love. So, you know, you gotta, you know, even Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord gave. Have patience and forgiveness in relationships. And those are the needs to set boundaries for grievances and conflicts and forgiveness. There's so many things on that. Set boundaries, you know, for everything. You know, separation, you know, so, you know, there's a plethora of them. But again, you got to search that thing out and then ask, you know, God, even in those things, that he can calm our hearts and minds and give us that. Give us that freedom, give us that ability to be able to do it. So I think it was so important today, when you think about your mind, your mental health is real. It's important. Sometimes at night, your mind going on and on and on. You can't stop. You can't turn your mind off. There's so much going on in your head. You don't have peace. You got rest. You, how they say, you got sleep, but you didn't get rest. You know, I got to take melatonin to go to sleep because I just can't get myself down. You know, I've been doing so much and going that I'm wired. You know, so take care of you, because think about it. It's only one of you. And when you're gone, you're gone. The Bible says there's no remembrance of in the grave, right? But while I live, while I'm here, I'm going to take care of me as much as I can. I'm going to set these boundaries as much as I can for my mental, for my health, for my life. And if it hurts or affects anybody, I'm sorry. But again, some things we cause and bring on ourselves for enabling people or for allowing certain things. And sometimes people allow things in their lives because you have become 15,000 people, because you don't know who you are and your purpose in Christ and who he called you to be, that we have become so many other things to other people that you're playing this role, but it's not you. And then you're dying inside. It's just a representative. You can only be the best version of you. Don't be a carbon copy of somebody else, and don't be a carbon copy to be what somebody else wants you to be. If it's a push, it ain't from God. If it's chaos, it ain't from God. If it's confusion, it ain't from God. If you got to do all those gyrations to be with that person, it ain't from God. If I got to change and compromise my boundaries because of what you say, are you going to leave me? Bye, boy. Bye. I got the gift of goodbye. I don't change me and who I am to please you, because if you love me like Christ loved the church, you're going to make concessions too as well. We all need to make those necessary concessions. But remember, you are important too. And you're the only you got. And if they're using you beyond your boundaries, that lets you know, hell, they don't care anyway. So you might as well care about yourself first. And, you know, we are selfless to love others, and that's it. And we're here to hurt, to help, to serve. But don't let yourself be hurt in the process. And I love y'all all. Till next Friday, be blessed, set boundaries, be bold, walk in it, and God got you.